Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is July the 7th, 2016, and it is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today, and as always says, man, this year is blowing by, going by so quickly. We're already in the seventh month of the year. We're on the downside of the year. There's only 5 months left. Crazy how fast it's all going. 2016 is about to be blown out of the way. So, hey, we just want to say we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for tuning in and checking us out. Then let's get started. And, of course, the first business at hand that we must take care of is how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. There's a crowdfunding campaign that's actively going on right now that you should be a part of. You can be a part of. Why? Because it will support and keep the network moving. The programs that you have here on Black Talk Radio Network will be here, and the network and the programs can grow to where they really should be going. So this is a great opportunity for you to actually give back to what you have been given and have learned and have been participating in to ensure that it will be here for you tomorrow. It was one of the few radio networks and radio programs that have been put together exclusively for you with you in mind in developing some of the essential necessities in order for us to get to where we should be, where we want to be, and where we are going. So how can you support that? You can go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and there you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on, or you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media, and you will see it. And this is what you can do, and this is so essential so that we can maintain the overall direction and ensure that this network grows into what it should be. Now, how can you actually be a part of this? Your financial support is one of the best forms of energy that you can give to the network in order to assist and get the network and to maintain to get the network where it needs to go and to actually facilitate what needs to be done on a daily basis to keep the network going. So how can you do that? Option number one, there's a crowdfunding campaign. It's the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding campaign that you can see right there on the website. And you can also donate right there on the website. And there's three ways in which you can do it. Option one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order. And make sure you make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And when you make that one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, all contributions are very, very are extremely appreciated and very, very important. With that one-time contribution, you will receive a monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and all of the social media operations via email. Option number two, for just one penny more equaling $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give a contribution or donation in intervals of $25. For every $25 that you give, a t-shirt will be given to you. So if you want two t-shirts, that would be $50. Three t-shirts would be $75. Four t-shirts would be $100. Make sure you include the size that will be corresponding with each t-shirt that you would like to receive. And make sure you leave a good email address and a forwarding address to where your t-shirts can be shipped. Okay, so that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. As an appreciation gift, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from time to time from the network, because of your financial support and contribution to the overall energy of the network. This is so important. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network so that it can continue to do what needs to be done, because there is much that is in front of us that we need to contend with, but we need to contend with it from a position of advantage. Very, very important. So, with that being said, let's jump over to the Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And we can check out some of the articles that we have posted there. But in doing that, also, if you're interested in supporting a great Black business with great product, there's Uncle Fats as a seasoning company. And you can email them at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals, you could do that with us by way of Prosperity Mint. Very easy. I would say if this is your first time or just you're thinking about doing it, best thing to do is to email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com or to text me at 951-790-8330 if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals. Very, very important. We all should be doing that because of what's coming down the pipe. So, with that being said, let's check out some of the articles. Let's take a look at what's in the news. So, let's take a look at what's been in the news, what we posted since yesterday. And this one comes from Reuters. This one comes from investmentweek.co.uk. And it says SLI looks like $2.7 billion. UK real estate fund suspends following redemptions. What's going on in the UK? A lot of the real estate and property funds have stopped trading, and that means that if you had an account with those, and some of them is one is the largest insurance company in the world, and the most prestigious. Insurance company in the world has stopped trading. So basically, if you had an account with them, they froze all accounts. You can't get out your money. You can't put in. You can't do anything. So very, very important. This is what's going on. Next article comes from Reuters.com. It says double line. Gold remains the best investment in the shaky world. And this is something that we've been talking about and been trying to get everyone to understand. And this is something that's going to be absorbed by the general population in very soon. And this is going to be a hedge of protection that will no longer be available in this wealth transferring. Those that have it will have great positions of advantage. Let me tell you something about the metals. When you have real resources, regardless of what your credit score is, regardless of what your debt ratio is, when you have real resources, you transfer the liability of default from you to the other person. This is one of the things that our community has a very hard time understanding, because the overall business, how the business world really functions, has not been something that's been taught to us. And we go into it with a lot of us go into business from a position of disadvantage, because we don't know what it really takes to leverage. Leverage is probably one of the most important things in business. When leverage works for you, it is great. When it works against you, it is a killer. And this is what's been happening to us. Most of us think debt is bad. Debt has a way. If you use it correctly and you leverage correctly, you place yourself in a great position of advantage. Leverage is everything. And within our community and within our business sectors, we have no leverage at all. And by that happening, it works against us. And this is where we fail. And it's not something that someone can tell you. You're going to have to really research it, because there's a lot of people in our community, in the business world, have no clue about it at all. They think that they, you know, the small, you know, the short, small, easy way is the way to go, and it never really is, because it will not offer you any form of protection at all. We have to become very savvy, because this, and I say that from this standpoint, we have to become savvy enough to protect ourselves. And there is a learning process that has to be engaged in that. And I'm looking forward to Doc Hawkins is going to be putting a seminar together with some very key good people, people that do business all over the world. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things in doing business is this, is that the overall nomenclature of business is not what you think, it's what you know. And once you know how to do certain things, you're not afraid of the business environment at all. You start to position yourself to always be in the flow of success, in the flow of profit. This is where something that we really need to learn, and it's essential. Assets in this new economy is going to be critical, and we're going to take a look at some of those things. So check out that article. Next one. This one came from Reuters. Italy's bad loans woes tiny compared to Europe's derivative problem. This is what the Prime Minister of Italy said. Very true. Next article. Posted this one. This one comes from, is a couple of one. Military.com. China's China's paper warns U.S. of price to pay in South Sea of China. These two articles are a must read, everyone. This was posted earlier today, and I said this is the bottom of, well, there is a bottom line for every issue, and the price, and a price will be paid if that line is crossed. This is a direct quote from the Chinese government, and it says it all. And this one comes from en.people.cn, which is the largest Chinese government paper in media outlet in China, put this article together. Commentary: U.S. should not challenge China's bottom line in the South Sea of China issue. Very, very important. We're going to take a look at that for today's show a little bit later. Next one. comes from the same People's Daily Online, is what is known as People Daily Online. China should prepare for war conflict, expert says. And this is the Chinese people, and they Chinese experts really are, and they are. Next article, very, very important, this article also. And we're going to touch on some of this. Very, very important. This one is Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Scotty?
I'm sorry, my mic was unmuted. I didn't mean to interrupt your program.
Okay.
Apologies.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. No problem. All right. So this is a very, very important article. Everyone here needs to read this so that you know where we really are, and it tells you everything. I said this is what my commentary was. This is what self-determining and sovereignty sounds and acts as. Something we should be learning from. It is not about calling a bully's bluff, but pulling his whole cards. China is preparing for war in which they already know they will win. Arrogance will initiate the war while a rigorous and absolute constitution will prevail. China is telling the world they will defeat the paper tiger, and their ascendancy is assured because of the economic and geopolitical perpetuity they have lived by for centuries. Just read their response. Classic Chinese doctrine. And we're going to take a look at this. In this doctrine, they basically lay out what it is from a standpoint that they are ready for war and they will win it. And believe me, they will. They will. And it's the paper tiger is going to be exposed, and the U.S. is going to instigate this war from arrogance. One of the things is that I remember hearing that when I was in the military, never lose the initiative. Well, see, in this case, the U.S. will initiate a war based in arrogance, and this is why they will get their hat handed to them, but it's all part of the plan. So check out this article, very, very important. Very telling. Today's show is going to be the evidence of deep conspiracy to rule. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Next article comes from, Brother Braggs posted this article because Brother Braggs, thank you, Brother Braggs, very, very important. Brother Braggs, when Brother Braggs reposts stuff, it's because he's saying, hey, you need to really, really, really take a look at this. This is tells you a lot. And Brother Braggs does that from time to time. Thanks, Brother Braggs. Also, Brother Braggs has some good... Raj, you need to be posting some of the stuff, some of the good stuff you send me, too, whenever you get a chance. So, check out that article. Next one, article... Uh-oh, what did we do here? Okay, made a mistake, double-posted it. This one, China's central bank started holding yuan firm currency reserves. So, very important in... So... This is where we are. This is some of the didn't post a lot of things because there's so much that's going on, and in the states and everything else, and the climate for destruction globally, internally, is real, and it will happen. It will happen, and in my opinion, it's all a part of a conspiracy agenda that is on hand and is going to play itself out. So what we're going to do is that we're going to look at a couple of things and so that we can show you some of the things that I think is very, very important that we need to know so that you can properly prepare yourself and your family, because it is essential. So at any point and at any time during the conversation, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. And it's much more important to have a dialogue than a monologue, especially in these times because of what's happening. And we're going to definitely take a look at some of these things and right after we come out of the break. So just wanted to lay out. So today's show, what I want to do is I want to look at some of the evidence. I want to look at some of the political evidence. I want to look at some of the social evidence. And I want to look at some of the economic evidence of what's really going on, so that we can truly start to look at what's happening to us and what's been happening to us for centuries since we've walked away from our sovereign positions and sovereign and self-determining positions of prosperity, where we surrendered our free will with blind faith being the tool that was used to coerce, threaten, rob, intimidate, antagonize our freedoms away. And there is no way, in my opinion, there is no way to negotiate with the devil without losing your soul. And at some point and at some time, we must be able to see the devil in their Sunday's best. Meaning, regardless of what they look like and everything else, what their position is, we have to see it, the deeds for what they are. We are in a no better economic position than the Reconstruction period. We are far worse. And most people here in the States, especially within our community, say, no, David, that's not true. We have far more than what those individuals back in the day did. And that would be wrong, because that individual knows nothing about history or economy. See, what we have here, what good does it really mean, and what good does it serve you when you're being paid and you are being given more and more worthless paper that has no purchasing power at all? Yes, this person made $10 million. Yes, these, you know, as an example, these athletes' contracts are crazy, but their purchasing power with those contracts have no bite at all. And this is what we don't understand. The people in the Reconstruction, right after slavery, a person that had 40 acres or acres and cattle and was able to be self-sustaining was far richer than your multimillionaire today. But we don't understand economy, so we don't see it. We see the dollar because we are addicted to it. And we don't understand how it's used as an instrument of enslavement. And because of that, we are always in a position of a disadvantage. We never own anything. We never have any assets. Only thing we have is consumer goods. And this is what keeps us in a position of disadvantage. We don't know how to leverage. We don't know how to move debt into a position of leverage. We don't know how to use currency to our advantage, and we don't know anything about saving. And we're not prodigious savers. This is what keeps us in the economic position that in turn binds us socially and disenfranchises us politically and economically. Because people sit down at a table of negotiation to talk about you, and they don't talk to you because they don't need to. Because your energy is already allocated and spoken for, but it's not a voice that you carry. And this is something that we must come to realize the fix is in. And because of that fix is in, if you continue to think and if you continue to want and desire what the devil has as temptation at the table of negotiation, you will always be malnourished and you will always be in a state of death, because there's no prosperity that's being served there. The only thing that's being served is you. You're the dinner, you're the meal, and your free will has been lost. And we need to look at things historically to learn where we're going to go in the future. And I really want to express to you all, this all can be changed, and it has to start with you. It doesn't have to start with our whole community. It doesn't have to start with the major population. It doesn't have to start with any cities, towns, the states, or counties. It needs to start with you. And once it starts with you, once you start living in this, and you start executing your free will, even from a position where others would say it's from a position of enslavement, by you executing your free will and knowing that you can execute your free will, your physical is not a determination of your true enslavement. It's your energy and your free will. Where are you directing your free will? You may have to be at this job or that job or do, well, you may not, you don't have to be, but you may be at a job. You may be doing this, you may be doing that. But see, the key is this: when you develop your own sovereign and self-determining direction, only person and only people that can stop you is the ones that you surrender to. This is critical. This is the mindset that we all must have in order to be free and independent, the way the great Creator God Almighty intended us to be. And it is possible, but we cannot continue to do what we've done yesterday. We must think anew and develop a path that we lay. This is one of the hindrances that we have, is that we drive on the roads that have been paved for us to go in a direction that serves someone else's interest. And the only way that that is going to stop is if you turn off their mechanism, turn off their vehicles, and turn on yours, which you have developed. And this is a sovereign and self-determining position that we all must make individually. And it's very easy to do. You start with saying no. You start with doing things that best interests you. You start by becoming your own bank. You start by becoming a prodigious saver for your family. You save for yourself, but mainly you save for your family so that they won't have to put in the work that you have done, but they could just build on what you have done. You have to love greater than yourself. One of the key things with love is, in my opinion, one of the key thresholds of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else, and that someone else should be your heirs. And then that after your heirs, it should be your community. Then after your community, it should be the everyone that you come in contact. Then it should be your species, and then every living thing around you. Now you have started to move in the position that you were created to be in, where you can create life itself. That is the image, in my opinion, of God, the great Creator God Almighty, so that you can create living entities and you can create living ecosystems that are sustainable, because you have the same capabilities that were given to you as a gift. And it's high time for us to stop squandering that and giving it to the demigods of this planet. And, you know, one of the things I'm always talking about is that I'm a political atheist, because I will not serve any political gods at all, because it's all a falsehood of the truth. They will give you laws. They will write laws that they don't have to obey. They will create debt that they do not have to pay, that you will have to pay. And they will actually invoke wars that they won't have to fight. All of that will be done by you for the benefit of them and what they have established. High time that we wake up. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. 641-715-3660. And the participation code is 549032 pound. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Aran, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. What I want to do really quickly, I want to break a falsehood, because as we talked about in the first 30 minutes of the show, we have to break our we have to redirect our energy. We have to stop living by blind faith, because this is what has confused and kept us in the position where we are stagnant, and we think there is progression that we've made, but there has none been whatsoever. One, you know that because you are not a self-determining sovereign person until you invoke it. And the we actually collectively, you can only do this individually, but collectively we allow, and there is a system that has been in place, and a system of governance that has been in place, which means to rule you. And I would ask you, have we really minimized ourselves to be ruled? Do we not really know what this means to be ruled by? That means that we are property of someone else. The way that this so-called civilized society is set up is where you don't even have any rights. The only rights that you have is what's written down for you for the benefit of someone else, because we've walked away from our absolute and our absolute primary and unalienable and unalienable rights that we have. And so what I want to do is I want to take a look at a very key falsehood that so many of us engage in. And we engage in it because it hasn't hurt us yet. We think something, but we don't know much of anything. We believe in many things, but we know very few things. See, the threshold between belief and knowing is quite severe. The threshold of with belief, anyone can believe anything. Very few will know much at all. Because knowing something requires a scientific process of investigation. And even if you know something, things change so much that you have to re-engage that whole learning process, which is real education. But see, we get from this falsehood of the school of obedience, where we go to school where they teach us absolutely nothing but to obey. And they call that education. But only thing that you've been educated in is upholding your enslavement. And this is a falsehood. And for any person that has a counter, idea or opinion, I thoroughly respect it. I think it's good for us all, because we all can learn something from one another. It's essential that we do. It's essential that we do. So by all means, if you have a counter view of things, I will not cut you off. I will not belittle. I will not berate. I will actually appreciate, and I do appreciate, because I think it's very important that we start to engage in conversations that are in our best interest, and stop repeating someone else's best interest, because then all of the energy to uphold this, the sovereign and the overall prosperity, shifts to them while taking from you. We give so much away. We give our whole lives away. And this is why we have a lot of the depression, the mental illness. Many of us deal with the stresses of this society, and we think that is normal, and it's absolutely not. This is why our bodies are not responding in a healthy way. It is actually toxifying and causing us to have toxic sludge that is killing our physical bodies and hindering our spiritual capabilities, because we are not developing our strengths and talents, our individual talents. We're surrendering them to someone else. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at something you all have heard about, FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, right there. You understand that you haven't really thought about what that really means, FDIC. What does that acronym really mean? Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Scotty talks about the Corporation of the United States, which is a private entity. Yes, it is. So is FDIC. And you don't own it, so you are not the beneficiary of it at all. And it's a falsehood that they propagate, and they tell you lies, and we believe them. And we believe them. And by believing them, we go to the system and we put the onus of authority on the system. And if the system gives us something, you know what we would do? We would actually believe that we have the falsehood that they give us, and we put energy behind that, and we actually create that illusion to become real. But the bad thing about that illusion is that it's a demon and a spirit that goes along with it that has an insatiable appetite to destroy. And it does. So now, I want to take a look at FDIC today. You've heard about it, Federal Deposit Insurance. Now, I want to break some of the falsehoods about it. And this is very true, these falsehoods. And we need to know these things. Now, whenever you take people that you know, and some of us, they try to create this image, this Wizard of Oz image, that they have your best interest at hand, and the only way that you can live is by the guidelines that we set forth. And to prove it, we made all of these other people do it, and you're to follow along with it. And if we really think about it, that is absent of everything that the great Creator, God Almighty, has established in our individual attributes and our individual capabilities. They are uniquely different, and we don't exercise that, nor do we develop those. What we develop is collectivism. And a collectivism that is for the benefit of very few and none of us at all. And we will beat down, we will prevent, we will do all of the, we will compromise everything that we have, even to the point of killing and allowing our children to be killed in order to get the blessings and the overall approval of the system. So now, let's take a look at FDIC. Most people think that FDIC is something that is there to protect you. Most people believe that. Most people believe that they would not engage in a bank that's not FDIC. Most people believe that you shouldn't do that. Most people have a false sense of security to FDIC. Lie, 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 lie. Let me tell you what the truth is that you don't know or may not be aware of. And if you are aware of it, by all means, call in. But let me tell you something about FDIC. It's a facade of protection because it is corrupt from the very core to actually steal your energy. It's a part of the system. Let me tell you why it's a part of the system. See, every person that you know and I know is paid a slave's wage, that being some form of currency or cash. And in that slave wage, the overall slave masters have developed a system to where you are sharecropping and you won't be able to ever leave the system. No matter what, you will always be giving your energy to uphold the system, so that now you will not have any energy in which to establish your own kingdom. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The only heaven that you could ever go to is the one that you build. Because the great creator would be as man, a lie. Because it would be a falsehood to place someone, a creation that you so-called love and care about, but they can be destroyed because they don't follow you. That is a problem that man has, and they want to circumvent. They always want you to follow them. So what do? They attack your fears to make you obey, to give you a falsehood and a facade and a promise that can never be obtained. The heaven that they tell you about doesn't exist and is unattainable. The only heaven that exists is what the great creator has already made, and it was given to you freely. You can't pay your way. You can't good deed your way to heaven. You have to live your way by the free execution of your free will. So now, FDIC, back to FDIC. So now, with FDIC, here's the remarkable point about it. They got so many people to buy into it. And because, you know why? Because they have all the propaganda. All of the big banks have it, influence. All of the commercials that you see on television has it, influence. The government says this is what you need to do. And when you're born a slave, you always listen and go to master and ask them, what is it that we need to do today? So they tell you, this is what you need to do. And we walk away and say, this is life. This is what we need to do. This is what master has established for our benefit. When in the world are we going to wake up and realize we've been had? And it's okay if you've been had yesterday, but that doesn't mean that you need to be had tomorrow or from this moment on. See, that's the great power of your free will. It frees you immediately. It's the only thing that can when you execute it. There is no doctrine that can be written and created on a piece of paper. Freedom is only the acts of the deeds that you live by. So now, the FDIC, they tell you, go to this bank. You'll be taken care of. You'll be fine. Put all of your cash and your currency here. What is really happening, ladies and gentlemen? When you go to work every day, your energy is being harvested for someone else in order to maintain their business, to get the essential goods, to maintain the business, to keep it going, to keep it growing, to get a profit. And then from that profit, they can move and to get real assets, because their profit is not their wealth. It's the assets that people control and hold is where real wealth is. Let me tell you how you can tell that this is true. If man has ever made anything, it can support assets, it can't supersede them. I'm going to say that again. If man has created anything that is benevolent, it is in support of assets, it can't supersede assets. But what man has created is something that can withdraw your energy so that you will never have any assets, because you have prosperity. One of the things about having assets is this: when you have assets, you have no reason for a boss. You don't need the system. The system needs you. And this is critical. Most of us think that you need cash, 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 cash. Why cream? Cash rules everything around me. You're absolutely right, and it rules you too. And you are enslaved to it, and it is going to take everything you have. It's going to take your physical, mental, and spiritual capabilities. And it's going to sap it away from you. And it's going to vacuum it away from you because you are going to surrender it for it. It's the bad thing about being on an unnatural drug. Having in your life, replacing something that has been created by man artificially to actually withdraw from life, instead of us having our connection to the sustainable assets and the sustainable qualities that the great creator God Almighty has already put here for us all that will sustain life indefinitely. Indefinitely. We didn't walk out of Eden, so to speak. I'm using that as just a... We didn't walk out of... We surrendered ourselves. We surrendered our free will. And we went with the bread that man had. And man has bread because there's a process to manufacture bread. So we went with the manufactured heaven. And this is why we have the hell that we're living in. So now, the FDIC. Why is this so important? Let me tell you why this is so important. Because this system never gives you anything. It always takes and withdraws from you. Because you are, like anything else, they believe they have ownership over you. And by trickery and deception, they do. The system does. Even though the system destroys and kills them also. But it doesn't really matter, and they don't care because they have no love in them whatsoever. They don't care that misery loves company, so they're going to bring you down with them also. And this is the hell that we live in continuously. This is the fire and the brimstone that we deal with daily. Because we've walked out of heaven, and we refuse to recreate it. We refuse to recreate, and we think that we need to recreate it on such a grand scale with everybody else that we don't even realize that you can create your own heaven. Your will, your free will is just that possible. I mean, it's just that powerful. And everything that you can and want to do is possible, even to destroy the world. The first world that you're going to destroy is yours. And if you decide to create a heaven, the first heaven you're going to create is yours. So now, FDIC. Most people don't even know that because of blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Most people don't even know that the FDIC doesn't have any capability of upholding all of the deposits or... They don't even have the capability to ensure hardly any of the deposits that are held within the financial banking institutions. They don't have it. But see, what happens is that they work off of a system of blind faith because you continue to deposit, you don't withdraw anything. And one of the ways that they keep you from withdrawing anything is that they don't get you anything. They have a system of disenfranchisement, and they have it cyclical. They allow it to be a part of one group of people that they've already designated, and they switch it around, and that means the system is always fully functioning. Right now, in the United States, it's roughly, for commercial banks, it's roughly 9.2 trillion dollars that are deposited in commercial banks. 9.2 there is only $1.1 trillion in circulation. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? There is only $1.1 trillion in circulation in the United States in currency. And that means all of you add all the coins and all of the dollars, and it only adds up to $1.1 trillion. But there's $9 trillion on deposits. When are we going to stop believing the magic? The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. They made you to believe that your deposit is insured. And because of that falsehood, they are going to uphold that system for as long as they want it to be upheld. But at the appropriate time, they're going to say, sorry, we don't have it. Bank is closed. And everything that you've ever worked for, the falsehoods that you thought that you had, and all the consumerism that we've engaged in, is going to choke you because we have no real assets. We have no real, we don't engage in things that are sustainable and have intrinsical value. We engage in the promises of the governments, the gods of the government. And don't believe me, you don't even know the idol worship that we engage in, that we've been fooled and educated in school to engage in. You don't think you do? You get up and you salute a flag, and you pledge an allegiance to a flag. If that's not idol worship, ladies and gentlemen, what is?
Hey, Brother Dave, can I please add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I did not know this because I never would say the Pledge of Allegiance, even when I was in school. You know, everybody's, because they do it at all the sporting events. You know, I would stand, I wouldn't put my hand over my heart, but I wouldn't cite nothing, you know. But so I never knew the words. But somebody shared the words of the Star Spangled Banner with me. A listener of the station sent it to me in an email. And in there, the guy who wrote it, what's his name? Francis Scott Keys or something like that.
Yeah.
But in there, it has a derogatory message towards slaves. It talks about slaves. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but it's that one stanza. And it talks about those who ran away and joined the British side and being vanquished and whatnot. But, I mean, it's talking junk about our people.
Right. Because they wanted to be free. And it doesn't. And a lot of people don't realize the demonic undertones in this whole thing.
I'm going to pull it up, Dave.
See, this... what's that, Scotty?
I'm going to pull it up because I, you know, because if I'm going to bring it up, I might as well pull it up so people will know what I'm talking about. So let me see. Where is the stanza... this ain't showing me the whole thing, man. I'm gonna have to find it, but I'll bring it back to you, man.
Cut it off. See, this is the subtleties, and what they do is this: is and how you deceive the people is you start with the children. You school the children. Let me tell you something about our children today.
Found it
right now. Okay, whenever you're ready, Scott, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to read this one. And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home in a country, should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps, pollution. No refugee could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And a star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. So they're talking about how they put down slaves and whatnot. Nobody could come save these people from slavery and whatnot. And then what incenses me is knowing that without the 9,000 black Continental Army soldiers, they would have lost to the British. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, here it is. We will stand up and sing this song. This is the one they do at sporting events, right? The Star Spangled Banner, right?
Yeah, they do the Star Spangled Banner, but they don't do that version of it. But yeah, Scotty, I love Scotty. My man Scotty, he don't even. I love it. He's like, yo, man, I don't even know the words to it. Yes, that's part of the Star Spangled Banner that is left out.
Wow.
But it's all the same energy, and it's all directed to the demigod worship that they put the rituals for us all to follow, and we follow them lockstep. What do they tell you? The only thing guaranteed is death and taxes. That's a part of the idol worship. It is they school us from the very beginning, and so now they school us to worship and to surrender ourselves, and they do it out of fear. And the only way that they can be able to do that is to have a doctrine of fear to justify it and to substantiate and validate it. And they do that by way of governmental laws, by institutions, by jobs, by religion. And this upholds the mechanism of controlling people and enslaving people to make it a very prosperous and sustainable engagement that fleeces the masses. You think they do it by sports, us versus them. They do it by entertainment. They do it in all forms and fashion because, see, the individuals that are engaging in this are fully committed to this system because they've already, and they've been practicing this for centuries against people. This is one of the reasons why they want to deforest the planet. This is why they want to destroy the Amazon. This is why they want to destroy. They want to have a concrete jungle. This is why they want to break down sovereignty of people throughout the world. This system has been upheld and psychologically put into place. And it has a very effective program because that's one of the powerful things about us as people. If we put a lot of energy behind certain things and if we will actually engage our free will to build something, there is no telling and there is no stopping what you can build. So I would say to you at some point in some time, it's going to be time for you to build something different. And we need to walk away from this demonic and ritual practice of ruling. And see, it's so deep because what they do is they give some people some form of benefits, and they think that you'll be fine, you'll be taken care of, and this makes everyone a part of them. Before you know it, we start to engage and practice this in all of our relationships with every single person that we have and know. And this is where the upholding of hell is maintained by the free will of the people who abide there. There is no change that the people really want. They just want to change their position in hell. They may not want to be on the bottom. They'll settle for being in the middle or on top. They don't want to change and leave hell. So, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participation code is 549032#. When we come back, we're going to look again at FDIC, why this is so important. Then we're going to look at a couple of other things. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#. And we are talking about the evidence of rule, what's there. Now, I brought up the derivatives because of this reason. Very, very important. The reason, I brought up FDIC for these reasons. The deposits that are that the U.S. banking sector has is $9.3 trillion. The overall currency that's in circulation is $1.3. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just a deficit of $8.2 trillion, but it's far worse than that. So what does that mean? That means that they pay you nothing. A wage of a king is gold. A wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. A wage of a slave is debt. They pay you and us debt. They pay us a slave's wage, which is nothing. It has no purchasing power. It has no controlling of assets if you don't know how to engage in that. And let me tell you why this is so significant. Yes, it worked yesterday and the day before. But at some point in some time, we're going to get closer to where it won't work tomorrow. We are closer to it today than we were yesterday. And when that day happens, if you are not thoroughly prepared and you have not been educated or made aware and you chose to change your free will response to it, you will be a victim to it, just like everyone in 1929, just like everyone in the all former collapses, economic collapses that have run across this world at the appropriate time. And believe me, right now looks about the appropriate time for one of the greatest ones to ever happen, and it will. And it will consume all of those that are tied to it. It's a lie. It's a facade. It doesn't exist. And to go and to make it the matters even worse, the banking derivative exposure is over $300 trillion. $300 trillion. That's just the U.S. bank's exposure. It's not even the world collectively, and they're all tied together. This is how, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how much cash you have, you're broke. Because every slave is broke. Broken and broke. And at the appropriate time, at the appropriate measures that best serves the upholding of the system, they are going to crash what they created. Because why? Because they can. And when they do, they are going to do that from a position to strengthen themselves or to ward off the disassembling or an attack of the system. Right now, your free will and your decision to be sovereign is a threat to the system. And they are going to do everything that they can to ensure that that threat does not become a disempowering of their system, a breakdown of their system. I don't know if you have ever been in a place that has no written rules. But there is still a great law that is still abiding there. That's the law of love, appreciation, collaboration, and the law of prosperity. When so-called societies break down, that's when the gardens of Eden bloom, or that's when heaven, the foundation of heaven, is start to be built. And what we're going to see here is that at the appropriate time, that shortfall is going to be, many people hear, is economic awakening, that everything that they've invested in is been a facade and a lie. And if we are going to do what we've been trained to do, most people are going to go into a state of shock and cry, bend their knees, fall to the ground and cry. And they're going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get them back in good standings with the system, because that's all they want. I don't want no problems. I don't want to be sovereign and free. I just want to be fed. And the system is going to say, okay, we'll take that deal, but this is what is going to be offered. You're going to have to offer your children as a sacrifice, because there's a war that's going on, and because you pledge allegiance and you are an American, now you have to fight for it. Once again, they declare wars that they don't have to fight. They create debt that they don't have to pay. They write laws that they don't have to obey. You do, you do, you do, you do. And this is where we start to lose our inheritance and our energy for the future. Now, I want to play this real quick video it's about 13 minutes. And it talks about one of the systems. This is just one in a very, very small, very small inkling of how this corruption, the evidence of this conspiracy agenda, because there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy agenda that we're dealing with, how it works in just a small way. Okay? Then when we come back, where I want to talk about how is this going to lead us into these wars. Very important that we understand. And because of this, we are going to have to break our addiction. We have to break our own mental chains, our own spiritual. We have to release our free will to actually allow it to be the individual blessing for us that then we can share with everyone else. You cannot surrender your free will. You will never, ever meet prosperity or have anything sustainable in that approach. So check out this video real quick. It's about 13 minutes.
Hello, it's 28th, June 2016. Maybe it's the 27th. Does it matter? We're talking about how the dollar keeps on going. It's through war and the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA charter, if you read its original charter, was to maintain the U.S. dollar. It was formed out of the Bretton Woods Agreement, which is now, after 70 years, over. So what happens is the CIA will create a pocket of resistance. They'll give them a bunch of guns and foods and set somebody up who's been killed or hated or destroyed or something, like in Mozambique. So a couple of days ago, a convoy headed to one of the inner African countries was ambushed. So there's a war there. So what happens? Mozambique's dollar falls, Rwanda's dollar falls, in comes the U.S. They pull all their savings out, and they now use U.S. dollars in that country. This is how the dollar maintains itself. In the Kurdish country, we currently have $100 million worth of military equipment running up the road into Al-Qin, which is on the Syrian-Iraqi border. So they run the weapons up, they create the country of Kurdistan, and then they fund Kurdistan with U.S. dollars. That's how the dollar keeps going. Right now, the El FARC, which is the largest resistance fighters in Colombia and Venezuela, have signed a peace treaty with the U.S. government. Well, that's about worth nothing. So the U.N. is sending in U.S. troops to disarm them. Well, that's not going to work. FARC controls the cocaine trade, which the CIA pays for to bring into this country. CIA Cocaine Import Agency. Hello? They also maintain the opium fields in Afghanistan. So the U.S. creates rebels, funds the rebels, causes the country to collapse, moves in, steals all their savings, and then puts in U.S. dollars. That's been going on since 19-whatever, since the CIA was created. Kennedy wanted to put an end to the wars. He says, no, we're not going into Vietnam. No, we're not going into Cambodia. We're not going into Southeast Asia. This constant war ends. He was killed. So as we do this, we want to show you, we've got some Sterno in this, and we've got some Numana, Food for Liberty, cream of broccoli soup. This is what comes with it. If you're going to bug out, you're going to need the Kelly Cat.
You still there, Brother Dave? Are you having issues with the board?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry, Scotty. I meant to. I stopped it because I wanted to say something. And so, thanks, Scott. Now, I played this for this reason. What we're seeing in throughout the world with these wars. See, this is all a cyclical movement that happened. And we are seeing one brewing in South America, in Venezuela, and in Colombia. Why is that so significant? Because what you're seeing in Venezuela is what's going to happen here. See, what you do is you destabilize people by having them to rely on you for their livelihood. And if you look at the overall system of control, you can look at entertainers. One of the things that the recording industry will always do with artists, and particularly artists that have great talent, is that they will introduce drugs to them. Why will they do that? Because when you're addicted to something, your talents you will offer. This is why you will see many of the great artists, what they create after their drug addiction, they no longer control. This is the stealing of the individual assets, and it's also done regionally against people. And they do this regionally so that they can steal as much of the people's abilities and energy as they possibly can. And the best way to do that is to segment the people. Segment them by culture, by language, by geographical distances. And you establish a falsehood and a facade of culture, civilized culture. Absent of any real. See, we don't have cultures. We have fads now. And this is why you all of a sudden start to see different groups that start to pop up. This is why you start to see different drugs that will be introduced to the people that will alter their minds and their chemical makeup of their bodies for them to start to think and engage in a different way. So down in Venezuela, this is critical. There's an effort right now to destabilize this whole planet. And how are they going to destabilize this whole planet? By things that they've done in the past that work. And one of the things that have worked in the past before is when you want to go through a depopulation program, you have a major war. And that's what we're starting to see here. And these organizations, what they do, these lettered organizations, these governmental organizations, so to speak, that you pledge allegiance to, that you would be willing to send in your daughter and your son to, and now, like as we talk about, sending your daughter in a draft for war to be destroyed. And even if she isn't destroyed, her mental state is destroyed, so that all of the seeds that she holds are now affected by the chemical releases and the chemical and the electrical impulses that are deep within her subconscious and her conscious, and not only that, her organs now are depressed, deprived. What we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is a conspiracy agenda. And the agenda is not to give you anything, but to take everything away from you. For you to do what they order you to do, or else meet the death that they threaten and scare you with. Because they've established in you that it's great to be an American, home of the free and the brave. No place like here. See, these are all the psychological falsehoods that they establish. So at the appropriate time, when it's time to bring down Rome, they let Rome fall. And they reinstitute the empire somewhere else. And the cycle continues. So down in Colombia, they want to destabilize South America because they've already destabilized Africa. They've already started the destabilization in the Baltic states. They've already started the destabilization in the Middle East. They've already started it in Europe. They've already started it in the Asiatic nations. But we think that we are so much better off now than we ever been because we have civil rights and we need integration and inclusion. There is no integrating with the devil, and I'm not talking about any person's race. I'm talking about the rituals and ideologies and the practices that have been instituted and massaged and used to destroy. And until we understand and realize and look at this enemy that we really do contend with daily for what it really is, it's much bigger, more in depth and more involved and more entrenched than what we've been told. You will see how entrenched it is by your investigation, because they don't hide anything because they can't hide it. Because there's a difference between a belief and knowing. Once you know the agenda, you'll see how they use the belief system to orchestrate the agenda and to carry it out. So down in South America, right now, it's no coincidence that Venezuela is going through the created economic hardships because it's going to bring a civil war and is going to bring a war with Colombia. That is the intention. Then it will bring then there's a war that will spring off, and those wars will have sides to them, supporting sides of this one government and that one government. And then you know what the young people of the world, of those supporting governments, will do? They will transport them by ways of their war machines to go and fight for the overall governmental entities in the best interest of the national security of that government. And you will be fighting people that you don't even know, that you never even met, that you possibly could have had a long-standing history and a loving relationship with, if you met them under the pretense that the great creator God Almighty intended you did, but you met them under the bondage of man. And so hate reigns. There is no prosperity that can ever come from hate. There is no love and tenderness that can come from it. There is nothing sustainable that can be manufactured, created, or developed from it. It destroys completely because it is opposite in constant conflict with the truth. With truth. So now, I wanted to really look at where we are here in this country now. You are starting to see the process of the government changing their direction to become more brutal against the overall slaves that they have. Why? Because they own them, they can. Why do they own them? Because we surrender, we sign the ownership over by our free will. And one of the things that you are going to continue to see, you will continue to see, you will continue to see the dismantling of the social structure that we thought that they told you was prosperity, and you will start to see the fall of the empire. You will start to see more authoritative and dictatorial style governance here. You will start to see where you will be required to give more when nothing is owed and nothing is due. You will be required to give everything you have, even your firstborn and your lastborn. Nothing is yours, is all in national interest of security. Do you see it? The national interest of security, there is no nation that is alive. It's a corporation. No corporation lives. It has a social security number. It has a personhood, but it is not a living entity. And until we understand, until you dismantle this, you can't defeat something that is not living, because you are fighting yourself and you don't even know it. This is a suicidal path that we are on throughout humanity globally. And this suicidal path will have the bodies piled up like they've been piled up in so many other instances before, and we have not learned from anything under the so-called social, economic, and geopolitical structure we call civilization, which is not civilized at all. Is demonstrous, demeaning, degrading, and murderous in nature. When have we stopped to think what has changed? See, they gave us and they showed us slavery because they wanted you to see, and they called it slavery so that you wouldn't see how you were in bondage when you so-called were free. There was no indentured or enslavement that they could put you under, and there is no freedom that they ever can give you. They had to get you to surrender both, to both. And that is what we have. This is why there is no peace anywhere, because we are not peaceful people. Peaceful people do not allow themselves to be used as slaves. The peace of you brings tranquility. The peace of you gives tranquility. It refuses to engage in conflict, confusion, and destruction. We have engaged ourselves in this facade, in this falsehood, on so many levels. And we expect a different result from it. This is why we are so insane, and we are the walking dead. They've been telling you about walking deads and zombies and all those things because that's what we really are, and that's what they classify you as, and that's how they use you, because they tell the zombies and the living dead where to go, how to think, how to live, what to say, and what to expect. Do you hear the conversations of people here in this country? I've been a couple places in the world. Do you hear people taking on the same ideological outlook of people that they don't even know? Do you hear people defending the Democrats and the Republicans at the sacrifice of their own selves and their own family? Why? Because pride is strong. They want to identify and say that you're right. And see, this is the key to destroying people and destroying the sovereignty that you have. Make them think that they are right, and their pride will consume them. We have become extremists in all forms. Religious extremists, political extremists, cultural extremists. And the thing about an extremist is this: an extremist will always kill. It's a difference. Will always kill for what they believe is important and right. They will act in an extreme manner. There is no love with them. Every extremist is deadly. Every extremist is possessed. There is a great possession that we've engaged in throughout our lives through the demonic rituals that we've been taught, and then there has been a possession of those spirits that we have refused to get rid of. And this is why we run amok. We got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller real quick. Welcome caller to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing, brother? This is Mel.
Brother Mel, what's going on?
How you doing, brother?
Good.
I know we're about to go to a commercial break, but I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I've asked people, and I get mostly the same response. Did man create God, or did God create man?
You know what, I love that question. Listen, bro, hold on. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. My man Mel asked a great question. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave from LA, and we have We're having a show today, live show today, and we're talking about the evidence of the conspiracy agenda that is all around us, and we uphold it through so many of the things that we've been taught to do. And at some point or sometime, I think it's time for us to reestablish ourselves and reconnect ourselves to who we truly are and create our own prosperity. My man Mel is in on the line, and he asked a great question. And I'm going to let Mel ask that question again, and then we're going to jump into it. And if you have any thoughts or comments about it, definitely bring it up. Hey, Brother Mel, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother. So what was your question again?
Well, I just wanted to know if God created man, or did man create God?
You know what, bro? I love that question. And this is, you know, one of the things that I always live by, and I think, and you've heard me say it, a question is more important than an answer, because a question is eternal. Now, I would put it, how I would respond to this is that man has created many gods and continues to create God. But see, man is not upholding the capabilities of what they can do to create something more. And I think that when you look at God, the great creator, I would say that it's a beautiful thing when your free will and the energy is eternal. So I would, to answer your question, the first part, yes, man has created the gods that they want, and they continue, and is not the God that there are many falsehoods, and these are man-created God. It's just like you have imitation syrup and you have real syrup, okay? Man has created many demigods, and this is the imitation. It doesn't have the real intrinsical value of everything. And I think that to try to bottle God into a manipulative form shows the falsehood of man, because the spirit and the will of creation is eternal. It can never be extinguished, so it can never have been created. It's always there.
Exactly.
It's always there. You know, this is why there's no such thing as death, because your energy can't be extinguished. It just moves in a different direction. And it's your energy. Most of us think that our bodies is who we are, and then our spirit in our bodies is who we are. No, it's just the temporal, in my opinion, it's just the temporal stop for that energy before it moves on into its continuous eternity. Most people think that eternity is what you start when you die. No, your eternity is already started once you began. And
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, bro.
Well,
no, go ahead.
Like I remember when my children were, you know, I mean, before they could walk, when they first learned to crawl, and say, for instance, I walk in the room, and you know, as a curious mind, as a child has. You know, they might find something that gets their attention, and they want to see, well, what is this? Well, I might walk in the room, and when they see me, they react like they jump, like, and get the big eyes, and like, put it down real fast. To me, I'm thinking that you're born with your Bible. I mean, the Creator's already placed your Bible, the right from wrong, within you to know, to be able to determine right from wrong. And that's more, do you think that that's connected with more spirituality or self-preservation?
You know what, I'm going to tell you, brother, I like to put it this way. The letter of the law is to condemn you, while the spirit of the law is to free you. And the letter of the law is what man has created. See, man has created the doctrine to tell you who, what, where, and where God is supposed to be. Because what they're really doing is they're invoking a dictatorship over you. This is why many people worship people within the religious realm. I'm not going to, you know, people are who they want, but they take individuals and they treat them and they worship them as gods. Watch these people. Watch the extremists at work. Look at what they do. This is their choice. That's fine. But the bad thing about the extremists is that extremists will always impose on you because they feel that their freedom supersedes your freedom and you have to be subordinate to them. And they will do it by force of fear to get you to do it. Think about how unloving religion has made God. Think of in my opinion, look at the falsehood. Wait a minute. You're talking about when they talk about the religious God, they talk about a God full of flaws.
Jealous God.
Full of flaws.
Yeah.
Full of flaws. If you look at the religious God, it's always one that acts just like a man in mankind because that upholds the overall governance in the ruling over you. When the spirit needs not to write anything. I ask you, when have you ever known the great creator God Almighty to write anything? Creates everything, just like you. So when I look at man, I look at what man does, and it validates man's presence. Man builds structures. Man does not. There's only very few ways that man can create life. What they do is they create a lot of inanimate objects. And when I see an inanimate object, I do not see God. I see the works of man. I don't see God on a Michelangelo picture. I see a picture that Michelangelo drew. I don't see a book that was written by this author or that author. I don't see God. I see a book that was written by these individuals. Whenever I want to see the great creator, it's much further beyond our perception because it's hard for a slave to ever see freedom because they've never not known it. This is why it's hard for us to conceive the great creator. Because we've given up our creative talents and we worship and we de-minimize ourselves to be in bondage. So that would be my response, bruh. But you know what? Hold on 1 second, okay? We got another caller that's there. I love the question. And I expect that a question from my man, Brother Mel. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis, man. I'm calling from Jersey.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. In my home, in Jersey?
Yes, in Jersey. I'm passing through.
Oh, man. Where in Jersey, Brother Davis?
Right now, I'm coming across to Betsy Ross in the Philly.
Okay, okay.
A delivery in the South End.
Okay, all right.
But I wanted to comment on the statement about God, but I wasn't sure of the question. So is it possible for me to hear that again?
Yeah. Mel, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Brother Davis, would you repeat the question?
Yes, Brother Davis. How you doing, sir? Hope you well.
Everything is well, Mel. Everything is well.
If you ever in Oklahoma City, you come through here, I will service that truck, grease that chassis for free. Trust me. Take care of you.
If I come through there, brother, it'll be spending time with you. It won't have nothing to do with that truck.
That's right. I wanted to ask you, Brother Davis, did man create God or did God create man?
Well, brother, you have to understand, before man was even a being, there was a concept of God. Now, the reason why I say a concept of God, because many cultures called him different things. The early Egyptians called him Amun-Ra. And as time evolved, you'll see that the Christians called him God, the Muslims called him Allah, the Buddhists called him Buddha. The philosophy of the supreme being evolves with the culture. But the evolution of how he evolves deals with man, because man never truly understood his purpose. And the reason being is because human beings have what's called human nature. And human nature could never compete on the spiritual level of spiritual nature. So there's always going to be a shortcoming. The concept of people get into about God doesn't really change. When I say it doesn't really change, I mean, if you listen to the religions, they all have a lawgiver and do your due diligence. They all have good and evil. If you do your due diligence, you'll find this is in every religion. But in reality, your spiritual nature is either righteous or unrighteous. Now, why is it either righteous or unrighteous? It's because you have a will, and your will chooses. And what your will chooses will determine where you are spiritually. So when people say they know right from wrong, but does that elevate as they age? You see, as you get older, you'll move from your animal instinct into your elementary self. And then you're beginning to see paths. Those paths can be covered by your example. If your example is not on an awakening, then you may never understand the path to awakening. You see, that's why religion was really bought in, because they knew we were basically spiritual people. So in order for us to not examine the length and the breadth of that spirituality, they confined us in religiosity. So therefore, there are many religions, but those religions can only take you so far, because they don't have the equivalent of the curriculum that would be necessary for you to evolve beyond your so-called human nature. But when you open those doors and your mind begins to open, you will see that you're not a human, you're a divine being. So when you are divine, you have access to the metaphysical gifts of your, should I say, spirituality. That is why Westernism goes so far out the way to push you into programs, to put you into religion, to put you into the thought process they want you to have. Because there's areas of spirituality that's available to you that, if you tap into them, would remove you from the consciousness of this world. And the reason why I say remove you is because physically you may still be here. That is one of the reasons why I chose to expose some to meditation. Meditation is the doorway to open yourself to receive more information. That more information may come from your spiritual past. We all have an intuitive gene. And in that intuitive gene, our ancestors have placed many secrets that millions died to keep. And these are the things that fear Westernism and man most, because then you become to identify your true spiritual elevation and why you are energy and not human. As long as you think you're human, you will die as a human. But you've never heard me say, by any means, that I think that I can't achieve something, because that is a human aspect. But my spiritual aspect tells me I can achieve anything that I believe. So therefore, I'm elevating myself to rise to the standard needed to achieve that which I believe. I hope I'm giving you some clarity with this, brother.
I have something to add, and if y'all don't mind.
Sure.
What Dave said, the question is important sometimes more than an answer, because sometimes we can perceive the question even different, so we may have different right. answers to that same question. And I'm taking his question, I took it literally, and I'm not saying anybody took it the wrong way. Everybody took it the way they took it. But I'm looking at it in its most simplistic form, and it sounds like the brother asking, you know, is there a God? Did God create man, or did man create God? So the central question is there a God? And my answer to that is I don't know. I will find out when I transform to that other spiritual plane. Because when we say God, most of us in our mind and most major religions have a monotheistic, you know, viewpoint of one God. Well, what if it's not just one God? And what if it's just a source, another place, and we're tapping into the energies, really, like some people say, you know, of our ancestors in this other spiritual plane, or we're able to access a different consciousness. Now, so I don't know. It depends on how you define God or a creator. I prefer to use the term creator. And so I really don't know if one supreme being created this universe and all the other universes and all of that. I don't know, and I don't really concern myself with that question. But what I do know from meditation, like Brother Davis brought up, from asking questions, because the questions are important. And when I say asking questions, I wasn't asking other people questions. In my meditation, I was saying, if there is a creator or something out there, I need to be put on the path, the correct path to find truth, because there are so many different paths. Is it the Catholicism? Right. Is it you know, the Methodist Christians or the Presbyterians, or is it the you know, Asian spiritual, you know, Buddhism and all this other kind of, it's just too many out there. And so I put that question out to the universe, and the question that came back to me, and this isn't the answer for everybody, but it does make sense that the answer for me will be tailored to my life experience. And since I was brought up as a quote unquote Christian, I was told that I can find truth in the Bible, but it is up to me to discern the difference between what is truth and what is man's lies. Because nothing, and while people look at that book and they say, you know, this is God's word and unchanged word and all that, anything man has his hand in, including printing up a book and slapping a title on it, it is corruptible, because man is corrupt, in my opinion.
Right.
Can I please cut in, fellas?
Well, let me just wrap up.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Scotty, because we got another caller in queue, too.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Scotty.
So let me just wrap up in saying that I have had spiritual experiences where I could physically feel stuff and other people could feel my spirit, but I was deep in a meditation. I've had things manifest in this physical that I had meditated for, like getting custody of my children against all odds. And so all I can say is I know there's something out there. There's another spiritual realm. I don't know if it's a God or what the name of the thing is that I connected to, but I certainly did connect to it. And so that's how I live my spiritual life with like that.
Well said, Scotty. Well said.
Well, Brother
Dave. Go ahead. We got another caller in queue. Caller that's in queue. Hold on one second. Mel want to make the point, and then I'm going to bring you right up. Go ahead.
Scotty, brother, that was exactly on point. And when I asked that question, it was definitely a loaded question. And what you just articulated, perfect. I know that I'm in the right circle of people to just hear everybody's perspective. Thank you so much, all of y'all, man. Go ahead to the next caller, brother.
Yeah, it really was, and that's what we love about you know, everyone. It's you are who you are, and that's what makes you. And I'm gonna say this one thing for religious folks: if your religion has been spread by murder, it's probably not one in which you should be engaging in. So I'm just gonna make that point. Let's go to the other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Busting out laughing is what me and my lady over here doing. And you said it right. You said it exactly right. You know, a religion that has been propagated and spread through murder as it with its you know, as murder with murder as its central theme. I mean, that's you know that's like dropping bombs on an entire country and say, hey, you want this sandwich? I take Jesus first. You know, I mean, it's cynical, but it's the truth. And there's a lot of that across the board. So, you know, look, it's like this here. Let's just bring it more down to earth. We know for a fact that telepathy is real. We know that.
That's right.
We don't need a whole bunch of scientists to tell us that it's real, even though scientists have proven this. The government hijacked the research from Duke University back in the 50s under Dr. Joseph Banks Rhine, R-H-I-N-E. All right? We know that. We know that there is a planetary field of consciousness. All right? They call it the collective unconscious. And then there's the collective consciousness. So what's responsible for this little pool of consciousness that basically controls the whole planet? Now, the sun is a bigger ball of consciousness than the earth. But guess what? Saturn is a big ball of a different type of consciousness. So is all the rest of the planets, and that's where all this, you know, astrology, real astrology and astronomy comes from as the world's most ancient sciences. But let's take it even further. When we look at the formation of the universe, you see, in the galaxies, and now, of course, they're coming clean and saying, well, no, we're sorry, nigger, but we lied. Right? There is no damn just one universe. We live in a multiverse, right? Which means there's a whole soup of universes within a little bubble, and that little bubble is even a smaller bubble in the greater scheme of things. You know, and that's why they formulated stuff like not only mini worlds theory, but superstring theory. Right? Einstein proved that he was wrong. He disproved his own damn theories, and they don't tell us that. Right? He disproved his theory that nothing can move faster than the speed of light. And I'll give you the actual damn knowledge. It's called the E as in elephant, P as in Paul, R, the EPR experiment. All right, he disproved his own damn theories, y'all. He proved that the speed of consciousness, the speed of thought, far exceeded the speed of light. Now, when going back to the God question, what the heck kind of force is responsible for that type of consciousness? Because I'll tell you something else. We know as scientists, and even as magicians, and I don't mean pull a rabbit out of the hat magicians, I mean real magicians. All right. There's one thing that we know, and that is that your consciousness and gravity are the only two things that can slow down the speed of light. Light has two states, a particle state, and when it's in its particle state, it's physical matter. All right. When light is in its wave state, it's in what we call superposition, meaning it's at every damn location imaginable at the same time. All right. Now, your consciousness literally freezes and crystallizes light. Literally. So, the light that's in other universes or even other galaxies, what's responsible for the crystallization of that light? When you were here on this little planet, in this little galaxy, and not in these other multiverses, well, not quite, because you were there too. You are also in superposition. The big thing is, the big thing that they try to keep from us is that you are a god. You are a god. It's like literally. Sometimes it's hard to remember that, and you know, we fumble our way through lives, through our lives and whatnot, especially me. You know, I fumble my way through life, and I fall, and I get back up, I experience my stuff, but I'm learning, and I'm growing, and that's the most important thing. So the point of all that is to say this. Yeah, there's a creator, but guess what? The creator gave you the potential and the ability to create your damn self. You can create as well. And believe it or not, you can also create spirits. Some magicians call them servitors when you use them in magic for, let's say, defensive purposes or sometimes offensive purposes. And some alchemists and others call them tulpas, T-U-L-P-A.
Doc Hawkins, right, now that's Christians. But even in Christianity, it talk about guardian angels. So that's what I'm saying. We find these elements in all these different, for lack of a better word, religion. But what you're speaking of, because I've engaged in spiritual warfare and whatnot, but you know, you just on point what you're talking about. I just wanted to offer my affirmation to you.
Well, all I know is that what we should do right now, if you have any doubt in your mind whatsoever, and it's normal. I mean, you know, we've all, you know, fumbled around with our ideas. You know, I've probably fumbled around with it just as much as anybody else. But the thing is that when you seek just to understand a small fragment of what they call the collective unconscious, you are in for a shock, to say the least. Because believe me, it will present itself to you. Some people call it the Akashic Records. Some call it the etheric records. Whatever the heck you want to call it. Our collective conscious is real, and it's there. And again, you got to ask, what's responsible for pulling that consciousness together? It has to be a bigger source.
Has to be. Hey, listen, everyone. We got to give it, Doc, as this is a show that we definitely have to have. Mel, great, great question, because the question is more important than the answer. This is what was talked about. As Doc said, you can create, and this is why we have to create our own heavens. You can be a creator or a destroyer. We have been manipulated, and we have been falsely led to think it is better to destroy than it is to create. Doc Hawkins, Mel, Scotty, Brother Davis, all of you that are listening at Tando, thank you so much. Doc, we got to come back and have a class a show just on this. And everyone, Doc, we are putting something together. We're going to let you guys know relatively soon. It's something that you all should be engaging in. I'm looking forward to it. Much love, much respect to everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, create the heaven that you want to abide in. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.